Now on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. It's Today in Pittsburgh Labor with J. Doc and Krause. Talk, listen, and speak to the region's most influential leaders. This is Today in Pittsburgh Labor with J. Doc and Krause.
And welcome in, everyone. A good Sunday evening, and welcome to another edition of Today in Pittsburgh Labor with J. Doc and Krause. Thanks very much for tuning in and being a part of our weekly show as we broadcast to you right here on KDKA. We've got a great show lined up for our listening audience today, and we will continue to use the platform and use the power of KDKA to drive home a message and also continue to educate the public. We're talking, of course, again today about the Post-Gazette strike, which has now transitioned into the week following Memorial Day. And remember, it goes all the way back to October, from a time when the walkout occurred. The contract goes all the way back to 2019. And the union community is rallying behind the Post-Gazette workers coming up in segment two of our show today. Angela Ferrito, the president of the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO, will join us. And then at the very end of the show, we'll talk to James Van Landingham, Hutchie, as he is known, a third-generation worker for the Gazette, will bring us inside the picket lines as he continues to maintain solidarity amongst everyone. Of course, joining me every week on the show with an update, District 213 Vice President Ed Mooney. He kicks us off tonight on Today in Pittsburgh Labor. Ed, a good Sunday evening to you, sir. Thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, good evening, Joe. Doc, thank you very much for what you're doing.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Update from last week. Don't know if much has changed, if anything at all. But even when nothing changes, Ed, I feel as though we need to use the platform here to be able to continue to educate the listeners about what's going on.
Right. No, actually, there has been some events this last week that happened. We sent the company another healthcare proposal. We made some progress in getting them to understand how healthcare can be paid for in certain circumstances. So we're drilling down on that. We sent them the proposal. Unfortunately for us, the earliest they say they're available to meet over that proposal is next Friday, June the 9th. And all the unions will be available to do that. And the following week will be available to try to bring this thing to a successful conclusion. But we also are seeing some positive actions from the labor board over the charges that have been filed over the last 6 or 7 years against the company. Now that we're in the month of June, we're entering the ninth month of this strike. And to me, I think the focal point of this whole thing is the solidarity and the strength of these workers and their resolve and commitment to stand up and fight an employer that, as you mentioned, and Hutchie at the end of this show, have worked for this employer for generations. And have been treated this way, which is an absolute disgust for all of us who work in the labor movement, and the continued support and solidarity throughout the labor movement and throughout the political community in Allegheny County has been fantastic. Once again, as we told the company and their out-of-state attorneys years ago when I arrived here in these negotiations, you are underestimating the resolve and the commitment of both these employee groups and the surrounding community about the way workers should be treated. What this company and these attorneys are being shown now throughout Allegheny County and the country is that we are not going to tolerate this. We won't tolerate it. We will stick together, beat down the attorneys, and change this employer's mind about the way they treat their employees going forward, or we will destroy their newspaper as it's being destroyed now based on their actions. The community now has less and less respect for what the product is or was before, and it's a direct result of the actions of the ownership of this company and their out-of-state union-busting attorney. So we continue the fight. We appreciate your assistance in broadcasting our message every week, and we also appreciate and continue to encourage the support from the community, both in boycotting the company, not putting ads, and contributing to the Solidarity Fund that has been able to keep these workers afloat during these 9 months.
Stay with it. Ed Mooney, District 213 Vice President, joining us here, kicking us off on Today in Pittsburgh Labor. Coming up after the commercial break, Angela Frito will join us, the president of the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. June marks her one-year anniversary since she's been in the big chair or the big seat as president of the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. Ed, I'll get one thought from you about the support that the workers and that you are receiving from all of the unions, and we're going to continue to push that across the entire state, and we'll ask Angela to comment on it when she joins us after the break, but that will help as well. Solidarity across the board.
Right. That, and as you know, Joe, and everyone in the labor community knows, all we have are each other, right? When it's corporations against working people, if the everyday working person on the street doesn't stand shoulder to shoulder with the workers who are in a battle with their employer at that time, someday your time will come and there will be nobody there to stand with you. So the only thing we have is each other. We have to stand with each other. I encourage anyone who is continuing to help out, block communication to these employers in any fashion, to cease and desist that, and to support these workers or join us on the picket line in whatever form or fashion of support you can bring to these workers, even if it's just stopping by and giving them a handshake and a hug and telling them you're still there for them and you support them. Nothing was more encouraging than the support we've gotten over the last few months with people doing caravans from West Virginia and other places to come and support people. And it just lets those workers know that we are still there. They're still on our side. They still support our struggle until we get a fair contract and just treatment from this employer in every bargaining unit, from the guild unit to the Teamsters units to the production units with the typos in the mailers. Everybody gets treated appropriately and responsibly, or nothing happens at this employer.
Good stuff from Ed Mooney joining us here on Today in Pittsburgh Labor. As we go to the commercial break, unionprogress.com is the digital strike paper where you'll continue to enjoy and you'll continue to be read some of the articles that are being written by all of the veteran Pittsburgh journalists. That's unionprogress.com. Ed, I am as I say goodbye to you and I say thank you for joining me, I am cautiously optimistic about perhaps an understanding of that health care issue will lead to a the next step in trying to get this resolved. We're right there with you, my friend, until this thing comes to closure.
Joe, right. And can I just say one final thing in closing? I want to point this out. When you talk about solidarity,
yes, sir,
and how when you raise your children and they understand what you do for a living, I want to give a shout out to Gino Gradkowski, the son of Bruce Gradkowski, now a retired mailer at the Post-Gazette. Gino was contacted to go on a radio show that is hosted by one of the scab sports reporters of the Post-Gazette. And when requested to come on the show to promote a football camp that he was participating in the Allegheny County area up in Pittsburgh somewhere, because that's where he grew up, he promptly informed the host that he would not participate in the show because he was scabbing at the Post-Gazette, breaking the strike of his father. So, Gino, I applaud you for standing up for not only your father, but for the rest of the members who are on strike there against the Post-Gazette. And it's things like that when you raise your children well with the union values that you brought into that home and you see the results of that is what makes all of us proud and continue to stand together throughout this labor movement. So I just want to thank them and a shout out to them and to the scab who tried to entice them. I hope you understand now where we all stand.
Great way to end this opening segment here on Today in Pittsburgh Labor. This is Today in Pittsburgh Labor on KDKA. Back in a moment.
This is Today in Pittsburgh Labor with Jay Dock and Krause.
And back here on Today in Pittsburgh Labor as we broadcast to you every Sunday here on KDKA. Special thanks again to Ed Mooney in our opening segment. And a shout out to Gino Gradkowski. You heard Ed mention Gino, the former Super Bowl winner, and his support of the union community. Well, Gino and his wife gave birth to a baby boy on May 20th, Bruno Dominic Gradkowski. and he's big like his pop. His pop, of course, won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens. As promised, we've got a great guest for today in Pittsburgh Labor. Angela Ferrito is joining us. She is the president of the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. I think she's the most powerful person in the state of Pennsylvania. Angela, welcome in to Today in Pittsburgh Labor, and thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you. We, ironically, or maybe with at least a touch of irony, we get an opportunity to talk with you 1 year later on your one-year anniversary as becoming the president of the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. But for the listening audience here on KDKA, Angela, talk a little bit. Give them a brief history. Give them your brief history and your involvement in the union movement.
Well, Joe, you know, I've really been involved in the union movement since I was a small child. I grew up in a union family. My dad worked for General Electric and was a member of UE 506 up in Erie, Pennsylvania. And my mom was a state worker and was a member of AFSCME. So this is something that has really been a part of me since a young age. The first opportunity I had to join a union was when I went to work for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and I joined AFSCME and quickly just got involved. You know, I 1 year after joining AFSCME, I became president of my local union and was able to become part of the Next Wave, which is a committee in AFSCME that is for younger workers. And that really sort of set the tone and got me to the point of, you know, looking to do more and how could I get more involved and learn more. And I just took advantage of all the opportunities that were provided and eventually went to work for AFSCME, first as an organizer and then as a staff representative in the grievance and arbitration department. And then I moved on to the education department. And that was all prior to running for the position here at the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO.
You know, I saw a quote when I was doing some reading about your presidency, and I saw a great quote from Rick Bloomingdale, who said, Angela has the head and the heart to lead the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. And I think that head and that heart are really super, super important. Perhaps in some ways, the heart applies to the empathy that's needed to help union workers not only be protected, but also when they're in a fight, when they're in a dogfight, to get through the struggles. Talk about that.
Well, I think that it's always important to be able to put yourself in to other people's situation, right? It keeps you grounded, and it really helps you to focus on what's important. And to me, what's always been important is hearing from those members what matters to them, the issues that are affecting them, and really trying to focus on those and to help them, right, in ways that they may not be able to help themselves. And that's the beauty of the collective, right? When you have the power of 700,000 members behind you, that's when you can get things done. That's when you can push policy through. That's when you can stand up and fight for workers and really be at the forefront of fighting for an agenda that helps working people. And that's what I've strived to do in the past year, is really just setting out to push forward the agenda of the National AFL-CIO, which, you know, in a nutshell, is better pay and benefits, secure retirement, healthcare, dignity and respect on the job, You know, and that's really been our main focus in getting that message out to the working people of Pennsylvania, so that working people know that there is a way to have a voice in the workplace, and there is a way to stand up and to fight. And that's called the collective effort. That's the labor movement. And so, you know, I'm happy, lucky to be here, pushing these fights forward. And really the best part of my job is getting to talk to all of the people that I get to talk to every day and to hear about what their experiences are.
Angela Frito joining us here on Today in Pittsburgh Labor as we broadcast to you on KDKA. Angela, before we take a break here in our opening segment, let's find a reflection for me in your first year. In your 1 year anniversary, I'm sure in many ways, perhaps it was a whirlwind. I'm sure in many ways that tenure, that timeline of the first 12 months was filled, with so many accomplishments and challenges and objectives and all of that. Is there one, or two things that, when you look back on your first year, that you like, that you didn't like? Talk about that.
Well, you know, I think that anytime you go into a new position, there's always a transition period. And in this situation, for me, you know, I needed to go in and just set my priorities fast and just get to work. And those priorities were a reflection of Rick, Bloomingdale's presidency, and also a reflection of the national AFL-CIO. But, you know, one of the things in setting those priorities is getting to travel around and getting to meet so many people from so many sectors. And so when you asked me if there was something that I like, I think that was really the best part. You know, this is a big job, and that part of it, right? Going around to all the meetings and parades and picnics and meeting all these activists and just really being filled with optimism and pride as every occasion took the time to reflect on the progress that working people have made over the decades to create better lives for ourselves and our families. You know, and we do that in the labor movement by ensuring safe workplaces and building a stronger economy. And I think that just having the opportunity to do that was probably the highlight of the past year.
Angela Frito joining us here. This is Today in Pittsburgh Labor.
The following is paid for by Jacob Media Partners.
Back to Today in Pittsburgh Labor with Chadock and Krause.
And back here on Today in Pittsburgh Labor, visiting with Angela Frito, who is the president of the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. Still to come on the show, James Van Landingham will join us to finish up the broadcast today. Hutchie, as he is known, a third-year generation worker at the Post-Gazette, remaining strong in solidarity as the Post-Gazette workers continue to battle against block communications to try and get their strike settled. Angela, I'd love to get your thoughts about that. Ed Mooney, District 213 Vice President, in our opening segment today, finally shared at least some positive news about a strike that has been lingering, as you know, going back to October. They finally had some movement on the health issue, which is one of the primary issues for the union and for the great workers of the Post-Gazette. But it's a long time. October 6th, and here we are now in June on the other side of Memorial Day. It's a long time for workers to remain strong with all the battles that come up personally when you're on strike.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, these workers, what they're doing and what they've been doing, right, is standing up and fighting for their fair share, right? Their fair share of the profits that they are making this corporation. And they're using the power of organized labor to combat the power of organized greed. And that is something that is, you know, it's a fundamental freedom in the United States to be able to do that. And the fact that they've taken it on, to me, is such a righteous fight. And, you know, the power that they're showing by standing the line and holding out one more day, I think is a testament to what you can do when you decide to stand up and fight for your fair share.
You know, one of the constant themes in this struggle for the Post-Gazette workers and the multiple unions that are being represented that are on strike is the flat out determination by ownership to bust the union. And I wonder how you feel about that. I mean, you know, we use this platform to change the narrative and to educate the public about how powerful it is to be a member of a union, how protected you are when you are a member of a union. And yet corporations, in this particular case, the ownership group of the Post-Gazette, they want to break the union.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, one of the reasons that they do, right, is because the power that workers have when they stand collectively in a union, right, it levels the playing field. And this is, you know, this is something that the labor movement has been saying for years. Why it's so important that we have a voice in the legislative world, in the political world, right? For us to have a voice in those worlds, it's not about the politics of it, right? It's about the policy of it. And frankly, these corporations have spent years, you know, attacking and manipulating and fracturing our labor laws. And that's why we do what we do in those worlds every single day, right? Is to try to level that playing field, is trying to rewrite the rules so that workers in America can have a fair fight. And one of the things that we've been fighting for at the national level is the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, which would level that playing field when it comes to workers organizing, right? Because not only are corporations fighting back against workers who already have representation, but they're fighting even harder to stop more workers from organizing and to make it harder for more workers to be able to get representation and use their collective voice. And so that's really, you know, everything we fight for as a movement is focused on ensuring that we protect and expand worker and union protections, honestly, so that more of our families and friends can prosper, because we know the power that the union brings, and we know the power that workers can have when they are represented.
I know in our last segment, which was our first segment, you had talked about the power of 700,000 workers being under your leadership. And boy, I will tell you, I truly feel as though, in some way, shape, or form, that 700,000 are supporting the Post-Gazette workers, either in spirit, either physically, either driving to join a picket line, whatever the case may be. We've had so much support and so much conversation across the spectrum in support of the Post-Gazette workers. And Angela, I've got to say, I think that's an exclamation point to what you've been saying during our conversation today about the power of being in a union.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is a power that comes from solidarity. And even though someone may not be standing right next to you, that person is still standing with you. And that solidarity, that strength in numbers, that is really what fuels our movement, and that is where the strength of our movement comes from.
Angela Ferrito, kind enough to join us today. She's the president of the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. Last message from you, Angela, before I let you go. And again, thank you very much for being with us here on Today in Pittsburgh Labor. Take 30 or 45 seconds or as long as you would like to just send a message to the Post-Gazette workers who listen to this show religiously weekly, in some ways are inspired by the messaging, in some ways work through some struggles because of this show. And I think it would be important, I'd love for them to hear from you as that when they tune into the show.
Well, I would just say, you know, one day stronger, one day longer. This is a righteous fight that you are taking on, and you're standing up for what is right and what you deserve. And, you know, it to a point is the right that you have to do this as a collective. And there's a lot of workers out there that would never get the chance to stand up and fight like they are. But just know that we are all with you. We are supporting you, whether it be in person or through spirit or through you know, monetary donations, but together, you know, we can continue to create a better world through the union movement. You know, we're improving lives and improving families through stability and fighting for improving outcomes, right? These are the pillars of the union movement. And we'll remain laser focused on them, and we'll continue to support you, whether it be near or far. And just know that you're not alone. Everybody is with you and cheering you on. And that's 700,000 strong.
Wow, great stuff. Great message. Angela Ferrito, president of the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. By the way, if you're listening and you heard Angela's reference or message of support and you're a listener out there in the KDK audience, go to unionprogress.com. It's the digital strike paper. You'll read and hear a lot of great stories written by some of the incredible veteran Pittsburgh journalists that are originally part of the Post-Gazette. As that strike continues on, Angela's words are out there. Go to unionprogress.com. Angela Ferrito, great stuff. Congrats on 1 year in the books. Year two's already underway. Already underway, and I really, really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right, great stuff. We'll take a break here on Today in Pittsburgh Labor. Coming up after the break, Hutchie will join us back in a moment.
It's Today in Pittsburgh Labor with J. Doc and Krause.
And back here on Today in Pittsburgh Labor, special thanks again to Angela Ferrito, the president of the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO, standing in full solidarity behind the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette workers. And it's great to have conversations with other unions and other union leaders who are all in full support. You heard Ed Mooney talk about in the very beginning of the show, some progress on the healthcare issue with the conversation scheduled for later this month on June 9th. As promised, James Van Landingham, Hutchie, as he is so fondly known, joins us, a third-generation Post-Gazette worker. Hutchie, how you holding up, my friend?
We're holding up. It's been a struggle. Went on a lot longer than anybody anticipated it to have gone on. You know, we thought this was going to be a couple of months in and out the door, but we're going into our, ninth month.
Yeah, if you're going back to all the October. Way back to October, and then even prior to that, the other contract, I think, if I'm being accurate, was up in 2019.
Yes. Yes, our contract was up in 2019, and we've been in negotiations with them since 2019. But, you know, it culminated us walking out of off the job in October because of the healthcare issue. They took our healthcare. And we've been negotiating with them or trying to negotiate with them since, but they haven't wanted to negotiate fairly. They've lost a lot of battles, and all they do is appeal and hoping that we would just walk away, but we're too strong. We're not going to walk away. You know, we're not going
to
let
them. I'm so glad to hear you say that, sir.
Yeah, we're too strong. You know, we know what it means to be a union. We know what it means to stand in solidarity, and we're not backing down.
I'm so glad.
In fact, we've actually proven that they've done some illegal activities, like running a distribution center out of a self storage facility, and we've had one of them shut down. We've gotten in touch with the Commonwealth of the area where that storage facility was, and they said, no, they're not allowed to do that. They got the legal injunction, and boom, shut them down. As of May 2nd, they were no longer allowed to use that storage facility.
Boy, it's an amazing thing for me to listen and hear you use that as one example. And I say that because I want the KDKA listening audience who may not be familiar with what's happening, or they only hear bits and pieces, you know, of the battle that's going on. You have a very defined perspective, Hutchie, because as I referenced or introduced you, you're third generation. You know this company, you know this paper, you know the ins and outs of this for a long, long time.
Yes, I was born into it, just like my father was born into it. And it's been a part of my life, my entire life. So, you know, it was a great time to, for my family at least, to be able to help put out one of the nation's greatest papers. And to have the nephew step in and do what they've done, it's just been a travesty. It really has been.
We're talking with James Van Landingham, Hutchie, as he is so fondly known, a third-generation member of the Post-Gazette, joining us here to help us close out the show. This is Today in Pittsburgh Labor. Don't forget to check out unionprogress.com, where you can help, you can support, you can continue to read some of the great work that's being done by some of the writers out there. Just go to unionprogress.com and check that out. It is an amazing thing, Hutchie, that we're still talking about this, and we're still fighting, and you're still fighting, and all your fellow members, men and women that are standing with you in solidarity, continue to fight. Let me give you the last 30 seconds to use the platform to either make an appeal of support or let your colleagues know, you know, that their struggles will not be in vain.
Yeah, we're not going to back down. You know, we're going to beat these people. We're going to let them know that this is a union town. We're standing strong, and we love all the support that we've gotten so far up till now from the city of Pittsburgh. And, you know, we just keep asking people to please keep supporting us. You know, we need help in our solidarity to prove that this is a union town, and we're not going to back down. We're going to beat these people. We're going to let them know that corporate greed against the unions will no longer work.
Well stated, James Van Landingham. Hutchie, finishing up the show tonight. This is Today in Pittsburgh Labor with J-Doc and Krause. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll have an update next week. Next Sunday night, we'll have an update from Ed Mooney on that meeting, which will take place on June 9th. So next week, we'll give you an update here on Today in Pittsburgh Pittsburgh Labor. That's going to do it for today's edition of Today in Pittsburgh Labor. On behalf of Ed Mooney, who joined us to kick off the show, on behalf of Angela Frito, the president of the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO, congrats again, Angela, on your one-year anniversary as the president of the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. And on behalf of James Van Landingham, Hutchie, and all his colleagues and workers who remain in solidarity, I'm Joe Krause. See you next time, everybody.
The proceeding was paid for by Jacob Media Partners. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.